So today's daf is Psachim, daf Samach Zayin. And we actually got to the top of daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph at the end of yesterday. Amar Abaye. So we want to say that since the pasuk says that V'yishalchu min amakna kol tzura v'chol zav v'chol tomei l'nefesh, why do you have to say the Reish Lakish wanted to say? It could have simply say send away the Tamei Mesim, and you can learn from a Kal V'Chomer that to send away the Tzeru and Zav, because they're more severe, they're more Chomer types of Tumah. And so then, so therefore, Reish Lakish wanted to say, so there's obviously something that a Tamei Mace is not sent from the camp, and that is a case of Pesach HaBa B'Tumah, that when you have the Rov Tzibor is in a state of Tumah, so in that case, they are not sent out of the camp, and therefore you have to mention all three of the cases. So Amar Abaye says, Ihachi, if that's the case, if the pasuk comes to tell you like what Reish Lakish wanted to say, Lema Nami Yomar Zav Utmei Mesin Valyumar Mitzora. Yeah, but then the pasuk could have simply said Zav and Tamei Mes. It didn't have to say Mitzora Vani Yomar, and I would say Zav Mishtaleach. I would say Kav Chomer. In a case where a Zav is sent away, because that's a medium level, I guess, of Tuma, Mitzora, Lokolchke, Mitzora is the most severe form of Tuma. So if a Zav is sent away from the camp, if someone's a Zav, he's sent away from a camp, then certainly Mitzora is also sent away from the camp. So you can't, right? So Ella, Lecha, Yesh Lecha Shash, Mitzora, Mitzhtalchim, Vein Zavim, Utmei Mesim, Mishalchim. Then what you would have to argue that if you're using Reish Lakish's logic is you'd have to say, oh, there are some times that a Zavin and Tamei Mes are sent from the camp and not a Mitzor. What's that? Pesach above Betuma. So in other words, if you want to use that logic, you'd also have to use the logic to say that not only if the majority of the Tzibor is a Tamei Mes, then they're sent out of the camp, but additionally, if the majority is a Zav, then they would also have to be sent out of the camp. If you want to say that's a halacha, but tonight, behold, we're learning the Mishnah, Pesach above a tuma, lo yachol mimenu zavim v'zavos nidos v'yoldos v'machlu b'turim. Now let's say if Pesach is brought in the state of tuma, so zavim and zavos and nidos and yoldos, who are all in the state of tuma, so they can't eat the korban Pesach, and if they do, fine, so they're exempt. They don't have to. You're not chayev kares, but you're still not allowed to eat it. So that cannot be true. That a zav overrides that a zav if majority of the camp is a zav or tameh, then he can eat the korban. So therefore, Reish Lakish's logic doesn't make sense. Elamar bias, or rather bias is laola mikra kama. So really, from the previous pasuk of Yochanan brought that what. That by Pesach Sheni it says Ish. Remember we saw yesterday that the pasuk says Ish. And Ish is Nidchel a Pesach Sheni. And Ish is pushed off to a Pesach Sheni if he's Tamei. But the Tzibor is not pushed off. Rather what? That they would bring the Korban Pesach and Tumah. Remember Reish Lakish asked the question that he said, well, okay, fine. That pasuk tells you that an Ish is pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But who says therefore if a Tzibor... Tzibor is not pushed off in a Pesach Sheni. Who says therefore they bring it in Pesach Rishon? Maybe they shouldn't bring it at all. So that was the Reish Lakish's question. But Abaye wants to say, no, let's go back to Rabbi Yochanan's proof. Rabbi Yochanan wants to say, it says Ish, that an Ish is pushed off to Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibor is not pushed off and they bring it on Pesach Rishon. And he says, Im Kain, Nichta Rachmana, Ish Ish Kiyah Tameh, Lenefesh Lamali. So if the Halacha was the case, that let's say that pasuk says ish ish, right? So let's say that pasuk said that only an individual brings the korban pesach betuma, but the tzibor does not bring it off. That was the case. It should have simply said ish ish ki yet tame. Why does the word lenefesh have to be written? Because the lenefesh comes to exclude other types of tuma that are more strict than tame meis. Because it's ish yet tame lenefesh, so. So therefore, the pasuk could have simply said ish ish ki tame, and then you would say that okay, so this is tame, and like everything else, it's tame that you can't bring it at all. But the fact that it says tame lenefesh, it comes to tell you that tame mace is actually more lenient than every other tumah. Now, this leniency only applies to tamei mates. So the word lenefesh is right. So the word lenefesh comes to exclude other types of tumah that were more strict than tamei mates. And if you want to say that the tzibur that became tamei, you don't bring the korban pesach at all, then there's no difference between tamei mates and other tumos. So it could have just said the word tamei. So the word lanefesh comes to tell you that there's a difference between tamei mates and every other type of tumah. So what would the difference be? The difference would be that what? That a tamei mace, that tzibur does bring it, and not any other type of tumah. V'chi teima hai lanefesh lachuda. So if you want to say that the word lanefesh comes to teach you the following reason. De'as ha-tamei mace hu d'nidcha l'pesach sheni aval sha'ar t'meim lo, that a tamei mace is pushed off to Pesach Sheni, but other types of tuma are not pushed off to the Pesach Sheni, but they can't be brought at all. V'atanya yachol lo yehu osim Pesach Sheni ela tamei mase. So there's a brisa that said the following. If you want to say that's the case, so there's a brisa that says that I would have said that the only people who do Pesach Sheni is someone who is a tamei mase on the 14th. Vishahaya Bederach Rechoker, someone who's far away from the Mikdash. But Zavim Umutzorayim, Ubali Nidos, and maybe someone who's a Zav or a Mitzorah, someone who had relations with Anida on the 14th of Nisan, Minayin. How do you know that they would also bring the Pesach Sheni? So Tamalomar, Ish Ish. So therefore the Pasuk says, Ish Ish, that anyone who's Tamei on the 14th of Nisan makes a Pesach Sheni. So if that's the case, if we want to say that Ish tells you that anyone who's Tamei brings Pesach Sheni, Lenefesh, the Kasar Chumar Lamali, so why do I need the word Lenefesh? Ella, Hokamar, this is how you have to understand the Pasuk. Ish, Ninchela, Pesach Sheni. And Ish is pushed off to a Pesach Sheni, who's Tamei Meis. Vein Tzibor, Ninchela, Pesach Sheni, Ella Avde Batuma. But the tzibor, where the majority are tamei meis, are not pushed off the Pesach Sheni, but they bring the Korban Pesach in their state of tuma. So now we understand what the word lenefesh comes to tell you. That ki avdi tzibor bituma, when the tzibor, majority of the tzibor that's tamei, when they bring the Korban Pesach bituma, that's specifically bitamei meis. That's only with tamei meis, aval shar tumos lo avdi, but other tumos, they don't do it. In other words, again, it says if anyone is Tamei, they don't bring it on Yom Tov Rishon, on the 14th of Nisan. However, this halacha of the tzibor, right? So what does the tzibor do? So if it's Tamei Lenefesh, then only an Ish is Nidche, but the tzibor would bring it on the 14th of Nisan, but only Tamei Lenefesh. Every other type of Tumah is nidcha, is every other type of tuma, even if the tzibor becomes tamei, they would not bring it at all. Okay, so now the Torah commanded that someone who is tamei should not go into the mikdash and to other places that have kedusha. But there's a difference in this halacha that for a tamei mace and a tamei sheretz, okay, so it's forbidden to only go into the machne shechina. So what's the machne shechina? So what's the Beis Hamikdash equivalent of that? So there's Machne Shechina, Machne Levi, and Machne Yisrael. So what's that equivalent in Beis Hamikdash locations? So that is from the gates of Shar, from Shar Nicanor, which is the opening of the Azara. So that the Tamei Meis cannot go there. A Zav and a Balkeri can also not go into Machne Leviyah. So they cannot be in the whole Har Habayis. The Tamei Meis can go all the way up to Shar Nicanor, to the Azara. The Zav and Balkeri have to be further distance. They can't even be in the whole Har Habayis. And the Mitzora cannot even be inside any of the walls of any of the cities of Yisrael. That's a Mitzora Mukhlat. There are two types of Mitzorayim. There's one type of a Mitzora, which is a Mitzora Muskar, and one's a Mitzora Mukhlat. The Mitzora Muskar is you're not sure. He has some symptoms, but you're not sure 100%. So this doesn't apply. We're talking about him. So then he's quarantined for 7 days to see, right, to see if he's going to develop more severe symptoms. But a Mitzora Mukhlat that it's very clear that he has Metzorah, so then he's sent out from any city. Now, since we were talking about Shiluach HaMetzorah, sending out the Metzorahim, we're going to bring a machlokas regarding a Metzorah that entered Be'isr. They entered in when they weren't allowed to enter. Amar Rav Chista, Metzorah Shenichnas Lifnei Mimechitzaso. A Metzorah that violated the halacha and entered inside the walls of one of the cities of Eretz Yisrael. Pater, he does not get Malkos. Why? Shenemar, because the Pater says, Bad Yeshi Mechusa Machle Moshavo. Pater says he should be alone. Outside of the camp is his dwelling place. Hakasuv nitako laase. The pasuk uprooted or detached the prohibition of the lav of and it said that it was an ase. This is what's called a lav hanitak laase. Because what does the Torah say? The Torah says that the Metzorah cannot be inside the camp. But it says that in an asay form. So what happens if you violate the prohibition of becoming tameh of becoming mitzorah? So there's an asay. Badav yeshe mechutz makle moshevo. That's an asay. So since you became tameh. Right, and so then, what's the halacha? Just there's an asay to do, so you will not get malchus. Eisve, mitzora shenichnas lifnim mechitzaso ba'arbayim. But then we have a brisa which seems to contradict this from Rav we have a contradiction. Rav Chista said because there's a brisa which says that the mitzora that enters into the mechitza, then inside the walls, then you do get malchus barbayim. Zavim zava shenichnas lifnim mechitzaso barbayim. Also, a Zav and a Zava that enters into their what they shouldn't enter into. They enter into Machne Levia, and are in the Beis Mikdash terms into Har Habayah, so they would also get Malkus. Utmei Meis, Mutter Likonis Machne Levia, Tamei Meis can enter into the Har Habayah, Machne Levia, below Tamei Meis Bovad, Amru Ella Filo Meis Atzmo. Not only a Tamei Meis, even a Meis itself, you can enter into Machne Levia, Shinemar, Meikach Moshe, Atzmo Yosef Imo, Imo Mechitzaso. How do we know that a mace is allowed to enter into Machne Levia? Because Moshe Rabbeinu carried the bones of Yosef with him. The bones of Yosef was a mace, right? That was a mace. And therefore, he carried it into the Machne Levia. So therefore, a Tamei mace, if the mace can enter into Machne Levia, certainly a Tamei mace can enter into Machne Levia. But what do we see from this brisa? That a Mitzorah enters into Machne Yisrael, gets Malkus. So that's against Rav Chista. So how could Rav Chista say that you don't get Malkus? So the Gemara answer is Tanahi. It's a machlokas Tanah. The Tanya, Badav Yeshe Levado Yeshe. The pasuk says he should sit alone. So She Lo Yehu Tumei. What is Levado Yeshe? She Lo Yehu Tumei Macherim. They should not Yoshimimo. That no other types of other categories of Tuma should sit with him. Zavim Tumei Meis cannot sit with him. That his sending out is more severe than them. So the Yachol Yehe Zavim Tumei Meis Mishtachlu Machana Achas. I might think that a Zav and a Tamei Mace are sent away to one camp, meaning they're sending away is equal Tamalomar, Loi Tamales Machanehem. The Father says they should not be Matame their camps. That's plural. It doesn't say Machanam, their camp, but Machanehem. So Lite Machanze Machanelezet. So there's a separate camp for a Zav and a separate camp for Tamei Mace. They're sent away from different camps. Diva Rabbi Huda, that's Rabbi Huda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon says, Eidot Sarach, you don't need this drasha of Bad of Yeshiv to teach you that the Mitzorah is sent away from three camps. Harei Omer, behold the Pasuk says, V'yishalcha b'ra b'achara, kol tzeru v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nefesh. The Pasuk says that you should send away for the b'achara anyone who's a Mitzorah, anyone who's a zav, anyone who's a tamei l'nefesh. The fact that it says those three cases tells you that they are sent away in three different camps. Yomar t'mei meis, v'al yomar t'mei zav. So maybe the pasuk should say, just send away the tmei meis and don't send away the tmei zav. But he omer, and I would say, tmei meis mishtalchim zavim l'kol shkein eretz. Why can't the Torah simply say that a tamei meis is sent away? And I would know based on a kal vachomer, since a zav's more strict, it would certainly be sent away. So lama nemar zav litein lo machne shnia. The fact that the Torah specifies that you should send away a tamei meis and also a zav. Why both? Because to tell you that the sending away of a zav is different. then sending away, there's a second camp that it sent away. So Yomar Zav al Yomar Metzorah. So again, the Torah should have simply said, okay, send away from the camp of Tamei Meis and the Zav. And I know Kal Vachomer, certainly a Metzorah you have to send away, because that's more severe. So Lomar Yomar Metzorah, why is it the same Metzorah? Shlitein lo machne shlish, tell you there's a third camp that it sent away. Kishihu Omer Badad Yeshev. So once the Torah says Badad Yeshev, that why is it say by Metzorah he should sit alone? So Hakasav Natko Laase. So the Torah detached it to an Ase and says you don't get Malkus. So we see from here the Rav Chista holds like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says Badad Yeshev to tell you that the Metzorah does not get Malkus because that's an Ase, and therefore it becomes a Lav Hanitak Laase. So therefore you would not get Malkus. And so he argues on, let's say, Rabbi Yehuda. So it's really Machlokes Tanaim. So Rav Chista holds like Rabbi Shimon, and the Bnei Yeshiva who asked Rav Chista the first Brisa, right? So that's like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a Machlokes Tanaim. So Gemara says, "My Chumer the Zav Mitamei Meis." So now we want to say, why is the Zav more strict than Tamei Meis? Shekein Tuma Yotzala Begufo, because the Zav, the tuma actually comes from the person's body, right? It's a seminal emission. It comes from his body, as opposed to tamei meis. You become tamei by touching the corpse, so it's not as severe. Adraba, I would say it's the opposite. Tamei meis chabor. Tamei meis is more strict. Shekein ton hazav shlish yivishvi. That a tamei meis is more strict because you have the sprinkling of the ashes of the paraduma on the third and seventh day of his tara. But the zav, how does the zav become tahor? You just go to the mikvah. So it's not as strict. So therefore, Amar Kra Tame V'chol Tame L'Rabos Tame Sheretz. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say that when Rabbi Shimon is not saying that you would learn Shiluach Hazav from Tame Meis, because what was Rabbi Shimon saying? Why do we need to specify that you have to send out from the camp the Zav? Isn't a kavachomer from Tamei Meis? Not a kavachomer. Maybe Tamei Meis in one respect is more strict than Zav. So what the pasuk really means is the following. The pasuk says the word Tamei. So it says that we have to send out someone who's Tamei Lenefesh, but it adds V'chol Tamei, the word V'chol, L'Rabos Tamei Sheretz, to include it, to send out from the Machne Shechina, right? The first level of Machne, in other words, from the Mikdash area. Someone who touched a sheretz, right, a dead insect, so that is the status of a tamei meis. The zav chomer mitamei sheretz, and a zav is more severe than a tamei sheretz, right? A zav is more strict than a tamei sheretz, and that you can learn from a kavachomer. And since you can learn that from a kavachomer, so therefore you have the word zav to tell you that it has a separate camp, that it sent that from a separate camp. The Gemara asked, though, my chumre. How is a zav more chomer than a sheretz? Kedamer, like that which we said. The zav is a tuma from your body. A sheretz is not a tuma. A tuma sheretz is touching this insect. It's not a tuma from your body. I saw the Gemara said, Adrabah, sheretz chomer, shekei metami bones. He says, no, that the sheretz should be more chomer in a sense, because it's only, it's metame bones. Even if it's an accident, an unavoidable circumstance, and a zav is not tamei in a situation where it's based on ones. What does that mean? Let's say there was a seminal emission because you ate a lot or you drank a lot or because of some kind of sickness. So then, in that case, you would not have tuma zav. If you can attribute it to something else, you would not have tuma zav. But a sheretz is more chamer. Even if you touch it, due to an unavoidable circumstance. So you would still be tamei. So again, how can you learn? What's Rabbi Shimon saying? Oh, kal vachomer, you would learn tumas zav from tumas sheretz. No, it's not necessarily more strict. So Amri, so the Bnei Yeshiva say, ki hai gavna zav nami tamuya mitamei bones. So he wants to say that even a zav who is tamei with this type of tuma, so he's even tamei. He's even Tommy. I'm just going to move for a second. So, sorry about that. So, you say the following. So, we want to say that what? That in this respect, a zav is also tame because of ones. In other words, it's true that a zav is not tame all 7 days if it's based on ones. Let's say he has a lot to eat, a lot to drink, therefore he has a seminal omission, unusual seminal omission. But still, for tumas erev, just for that evening, there is still some sort of tuma that you would have for tumazav ba'ones kid Rav Huna, like what Rav Huna says explicitly. The Rav Huna re'iyah rishona shel zav, the first re'iyah of a zav, that you become tame just until the evening, mitama ba'ones, you even are tame even if it's ba'ones, even if, let's say, based on a sickness. So therefore, what emerges from here is that there's no stringency of sheret. Sheret is not more strict than zav, and since tuma sheret is not more strict than zav, so then it doesn't have any stringency over zav, because there is a case where zav could also have tumas erev in the first re'iyah, right? For zav to be the 7 days, it needs to be more than once. But since if you see it one time, your tame even until the evening, even ba'ones. So what do we see from here? That there's no stringency by tumas sheretz more than the zav, and we have a stringency of a zav over sheretz. That what? That the tuma of zav is yotze mikufo, comes from the body, and therefore you could have learned shiluch hazav from a kavachomer from tumas sheretz. So why is the pasuk mention zav to tell you that it's sent away from a different camp? Okay, so we explained above within Rabbi Shimon's opinion that tsarua that was said in this pasuk is extra. So you can learn based on a kavachomer from zav. Now the Gemara is going to go through the same question. How is mitzora more strict than zav? My chomer de mitzora mizav. How is mitzora more strict than zav? Shekain, the Gemara answers. Shekain ton priya ufrima. Because you have to let your hair grow. That's priya. And you have to rip your clothing. Also, you can't have marital relations. And these are prohibitions, but these are rules for mitzora, not for zav. Ad rabba, just the opposite. Zav chamor, zav is more strict than mitzora. Shekei mitami mishka v'mosha, mitami kli cheres behesed. That zav is mitami mishka v'mosha. What's mishka v'mosha? Let's say I'm a zav, and then I have a bunch of sheets that are under. I sit on a sheet, and that's on a blanket. That's on another blanket. Another blanket. Another blanket. So then I am mitame, the blanket that's all the way on the bottom, the cushion that's all the way on the bottom. Normally speaking, there are only three different ways you can become tame. One is tumas maga, by touching, tumas masa, by carrying, let's say, the tuma, and you may not touch it. Let's say you have you're carrying a corpse in a coffin. You're not touching the corpse, but you're carrying it. So there you have tumas masa. And the third type of tuma is tumas ohel. Either where you are the ohel over the thing, the mace, or where you're in the same ohel, the mace. That's why, let's say, a kohen cannot go to a funeral, right? Because the kohen is in the same room, in the same ohel as the mace. But there is an additional way to transmit tuma by a zav, and that is what? Mishkav u'moshav. So there I'm sitting on something, I'm not carrying it, I'm not touching it. I'm just sitting on a sheet, that's on another sheet, another sheet, another sheet, another sheet. So zav has this special stricture, and it can make the blanket that's underneath the cushion, the pillow, an av hatuma. And additionally, it can be metame klicheres simply by moving it, even if you didn't touch it. So if you cause the moving of a klicheres, even if you didn't touch it, let's say you pushed an earthenware vessel, an earthenware utensil with a stick. So then you would make that, you're a zav, so you would make that tame as well. So we see that there are stringencies by zav that don't apply to mitzora. So how could we have the hava mina, the thought to say that, oh, we need the word, we need to tell you that the mitzora is sent out of his camp, because otherwise we would have learned that from zav. No, not necessarily true. Maybe zav is more strict than mitzora in some respect. So amar krav v'chol zav. So the pasuk says, again, it's zav v'chol zav. The rabbis balkeri, mitzora chomim balkeri. So he said, you're right, but the word v'chol zav comes to include that even a balkeri is sent away from the machne levia. Balkeri, just that's someone who simply has that simply someone who has a sabbatical omission. So he's sent away from the machne levia. So even balkeri is someone who has an omission, even simply by having relations. So not based on any type of sickness, so then you can't go into the Machne Leviyah. That's why, by the way, people go up to the Temple Mount, right? So people go up to people who hold, you can go up to the Temple Mount, and they don't go to the places that are definitely that might have the possibility of being the Mikdash area, that the equivalent of Machne Shechina, because we're concerned that everyone is Tamei Meis. So therefore, nothing you can do about that. You can't go into any area that might be an area of Mikdash. But can they go into an area that's maybe the Har HaBayis, that's the Har HaBayis, but definitely not the Mikdash area from a pure halachic term? So again, if someone had relations, right, so then they would have to go to the mikvah because they would be a Balkeri, and then they would have to go to the mikvah before they go up to Har HaBayis. So people go to the Har HaBayis, they go to the mikvah before because there'd still be a Balkeri, and they'd have to be sent away from Machne Leviyah, which is the Har HaBayis. So therefore, they go to the mikvah before they go up to Har HaBayis. In any case, so a Balkeri has the same rules as a Zav, not the stringencies, Metam Mishkav Moshe, Metam Klicheres, Behesek, but it has rules about being sent out of the camp, and a Mitzora is more strict than a Balkeri, and therefore you could have learned Mitzora from Balkeri, Kavachomer. So therefore, why the pasuk specify Mitzora to tell you that a Mitzora is sent away from a different camp? The Gemara is now going to ask, "My Chumre, how? In what way is Mitzora more strict than a Balkeri?" Kid Amar, like what we said, the Mitzora requires pre-el prima. Then a Mitzora requires you to let your hair grow and to cut your garment. And you can't have relations, which is not the case by a Balkeri. Adrav is the opposite. Balkeri chomer. Balkeri is more strict. Sheke mitame b'mashu, that you are mitame even with the small amount of an emission, then you are mitame. The ilu avait, and as opposed to mitzora, that you're only tame when it's when the affliction is at least the size of a gris, of a lentil, or it's a gris of bean. So the answer is, Savalar Krab Dasad, so Shin must hold a Krab Dasad. The Tadir, Nasadom, Shim Rabbi Shmuel, Zab Tzarech Ke Chatimas Pia Ama, Velo Hold a Lucha Chabad. So, sorry about that. So he says, Zav, it actually needs a shear, the shear of the whole of the male organ for you to become Tameh. And the Chavim did not agree that they hold it's b'mashahu, it's any amount. The ishkashle balkeri lezav, and we can compare balkeri to azav. So therefore, Rabbi Nasa, what do we want to say? We want to say that balkeri maybe in some respects is more strict than mitzora since it has a smaller shear. It's b'mashahu, any amount of an emission, and you become tamei. And we're saying no, that's not the case. We Rav Shimon holds like Rabbi Nasa, who holds that there is a shear for balkeri and zav as well. Okay, so now we're good. So now we know that the Mitzora is more strict than Balkeri in all respects, and therefore we could have learned Mitzora from a Kavachomer. And then why does the Torah say that you have to send the Mitzora out of the camp? To tell you that you have to send it out from more than you would have had to send out the Zav. So we have three different levels. We have Machne Shechita, Machne Leviyah, and Machne Yisrael, which equals what? Again, for the Mitzora means you have to go out of the Mikdash area, the Azara, which is from Shar Nikanar and onward. From Azav or Balkeri, they have to be sent out from the Har HaBayis. And Mitzora from any walled city. Now, the Gemara wants to discuss, now it's going to discuss a little more, but Rabbi Shimon said, the Gemara asks, V'chol Tzeruah Lavali, why does it say Kol Tzeruah? Right, if it's okay, I understand it says kol zav, right? It says kol tamei lenefesh to include what? Tumas sheret. Why does it say kol zav to include balkeri? Why does it say kol tzeruah? What does that come to include? If we're darshening out, we're saying every kol tells you something more. What does kol tzeruah come tell you? So we're saying I didn't see kol zav, see nami kol tzeruah. No reason at all. It's just the Torah always wants to be consistent. And since the Torah says kol zav, it also says kol tzarua. V'Rabbi Yehuda shapir kamar. So how did Rabbi Yehuda respond to Rabbi Shimon? In other words, didn't Rabbi Shimon say, well, that the pasuk will be shachal b'damachne, from itself you can learn these distinctions, which say what? You don't need another pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda had. Rabbi Yehuda had a different pasuk, right? Rabbi Yehuda had a different pasuk to tell you why they're sent out from different camps. Rabbi Yehuda says that machanehem. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't say velo yitamu es machanom. It says velo yitamu es machanehem, that they have plural. They have different camps for each one. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda like the pasuk, the idea of the pasuk of Rabbi Shimon, who says kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei lenefesh, tell you they have different camps. So Gemara says, hahu mi ba'yile lichtetadya. The fact that it says that it specifies tzarua and zav, you need it for the following brisa, for the following halacha. Rabbi Yehuda uses it for something else. Rabbi Lezer says, yachol dachol ku zav mitzaray. Let's say if the Zavim and the Mitzorayim pushed their way, they entered Azor Pesach Batuma, and they entered into the Mikdash area, into the Azara, when the majority of the Tzibur were Tamei Meis. They had a situation where everyone's Tamei Meis, so they're bringing a Batuma, and let's say the Zav and the Mitzorah want to go in. Yachol you chayvim kares. You might think they're chayv kares. In that case, tamalomar v'yishach mina machna kol tzuv v'chol zav v'chol tamil lenefesh. The pasuk says you should send from the machna someone who has taras and zav tamil lenefesh. V'yishach shetmei meisim mishtalchim zav mitzar mishtalchim. Ain tmei meisim mishtalchim zav mitzar mishtalchim. Only at a time where tmei meis are sent out from the azara, so then the zav mitzarayim are sent out of the camp. And if they go into the camp, they get kares. However, if the Tamei Meis are not sent out of the camp and they could go into the camp, what's an example where Tamei Meis can enter into the camp? When the majority of the people are Tamei Meis, then they can go into the camp and bring the Korban Pesach. So in that case, the Zav and the Matzarim are not rejected from the Azara, that they would be Chayav Kares. They're not allowed to go in, but they're not Chayav Kares. There still is an Isser, but there's no Kares if a Zav or a Mitzora enters into the Mikdash at a time where Rov HaTzibur, majority of people, are Tameh, and they enter into the Mikdash. Okay, so now we're going to continue to discuss the opinion of Rabbi Shimon a little more. So Rabbi Shimon said the word v'chol zav tells you that not only is a zav sent out of the Machne Leviya, the Har Habayis, but also a Balkari is sent out. So Rabbi Shimon's position supports something that Rabbi Yochanan once said. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? That Rabbi Yochanan, mechilos lo niskachu. The mechilos, I think, what are they, little caves or caverns under the Azar, I think? So they were not...
Tunnels.
Well, the tunnels? What did you say? Tunnels?
Yes, tunnels.
Tunnels, sorry. So the tunnels were not sanctified. They didn't have Kedusha. U'balkari mishtaleh chutz lishtei machados. The Balkari is sent out from the Machne Shechina and the Machne Leviya. So this second halacha, Rabbi Yochanan said two different things, right? He said, number one, a mechila. The tunnel doesn't have Kedusha, but the second halacha, the Balkari, is sent away from the Shtei Machanos, so that he gets support from that which Rabbi Shimon said. So Meisve, so the Bnei Yeshiva asked Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. We learned in our Mishnah that a Balkari kimaga sheretz. We're saying that someone who's a Balkari, someone who has a submission, is like someone who touched a sheretz. My love, l'machanosam, isn't it similar to their camps, that just like a Tamei Sheretz is sent away only from Machne Shechina, right? A Tuma Sheretz, someone who touches an insect, is like Tamei Meis. And there you're only sent out from the first camp, from Machne Shechina, from the Mikdash, from the Azara. So if the Mishnah says that a Balkari is like someone who touches a Sheretz, so doesn't that mean that what? that just like a sheir is only sent away from Machne Shechina, so too Baal Keri is only sent away from Machne Shechina, and that's against Rabbi Yochanan. Lo, lit tumasam. No, he wants to say that they're equal in terms of the length of their tuma, that they're not mitame, that a tame mace is tame 7 days. Zav is tame 7 days. But tumas sheretz and tumas balkeri only has tumas erev is only 1 day. It's only until the evening. And so the Gemara says, lit tumasam, is that really what you want to explain the Mishnah? It's saying that they're similar regarding their tuma. Hai tumas erev ksivbe, v'hai tumas erev ksivbe. It says that explicitly. It says explicitly in the Torah. It says that elu atameim lachem b'chol hasheretz kol nagir b'hem b'mosam yitma ad harav. The pasuk says explicitly in the Torah that tumas sheretz is until the evening, and it says ve'ish kitetei mina shichva zera brachot ma'im is kol b'sarova tamei ad harav. And the pasuk says by balkeri that it's tumas erev. Like, you don't need the Mishnah to tell you, oh, it's similar in the fact that the tumah is only tumas erev. The pasuk says that explicitly. Elav lemachanosam. So rather, what must you say? That they're sent out from similar camps. So lo, no, la'olam, really, lit tumasam. It really wants to tell you that he's equating their din of their tumah. Balkamashpa wants to tell us the balkeri kemaga sheretz, that a balkeri is like touching a sheretz. Ma maga sheretz metame ba'ones, afal keri metame ba'ones. So just like if you touch a sheretz, then you become tame, even if a sheretz falls on top of you, right? Let's say a sheretz, a dead sheretz falls on you. You didn't want to pick up a dead sheretz. A dead sheretz falls on you. That's ba'ones. You still become tame until the evening. So also Baal Keri is metame, even ba'ones. Even if, let's say, you ate or drank a lot, and then so in that case you become that's also ba'ones. So in that way that they are equivalent. Okay. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Have a great day, Rabbi.
Okay.